welcome to the AAT to SEMA Progression Route podcast, put together by AAT to give you a little bit more information about SEMA and what the SEMA qualification entails. Having completed the AAT accounting qualification and progressed to full membership, you're probably thinking, where do I go from here? Do I want to take on further studies? And if I do, what route do I want to take? And what can I expect if I decide to continue my studies with SEMA? We've put together this podcast to hopefully help you answer some of your questions and explain to you about the exams you'll need to take if you decide to study SEMA, as well as letting you know what exemptions you may be eligible for as an AAT full member. As with anything, it's always best to be prepared, so I'll also be giving you a heads up on some of the things you could be doing now to get yourself warmed up before getting stuck into your SEMA studies, as well as explaining how AAT can help you with this. You probably already know that SEMA is the world's largest professional body of management accountants, with approximately 80,000 members and roughly the same number of students studying for its qualification. A bit like the AAT, the SEMA qualification is quite broad, so it means you aren't necessarily restricting your employment options, which might be an important factor in any decision you make about further studies. The majority of SEMA members and students tend to work in industry and commerce, although a significant number also work in the public sector. In order to gain the SEMA qualification, you not only need to pass a number of exams, which I'll come to very shortly, but you also need to complete a minimum 3 years relevant work-based practical experience. The way this works is that you'll need to keep your practical experience recorded in the form of a career profile you can submit to SEMA for assessment. Now I'll talk about the exams themselves. The pass mark for all the operational, management and strategic SEMA exams is 50%, and they're held in May and November. The SEMA qualification comprises three stages of exams and a test of professional competence in management accounting to finish. There's a total of 10 SEMA exams to complete, three each at operational, strategic and management stages, and then a case study at the test of professional competence stage. To help you start thinking about what you'll be studying, a full list of the SEMA exams can be found on the AAT to SEMA progression route page where you access this podcast. The format of all the exams you'll need to do at all three stages are three-hour paper-based exams. At the operational level, exams consist of a mix of multiple-choice questions, short-answer questions, and longer written test-style questions with no opportunity to choose the questions you can answer. The management-level papers contain a mix of medium and long-answer written test-style questions and longer scenario-based questions. Again, there is no choice of questions at this level. The strategic stage is the final stage, and the papers contain up to four compulsory questions relating to a pre-seen case study and further unseen case study material provided in the exam. There is also another section in each of the papers that offers a choice of two questions from three. The test of the professional competence in management accounting consists of two parts, A and B, that must both be successfully completed. Part A is the student's career profile, and Part B, the case study examination. If you choose to progress to SEMA, you'll almost certainly notice the questions you'll encounter can be quite long and as a result require a reasonable amount of reading. The questions also tend to have very unstructured requirements, which means that one of the first things you have to do is to decide for yourself what the examiners are asking for and what you should be saying. This means that a key skill you need is to be able to organise your thoughts logically, as well as feeling confident you can communicate your answers clearly in writing. If you feel this is a skill that you don't have at the moment or that you'll be unable to develop successfully over the coming months, you should really consider whether going on to study for another accountancy qualification like that offered by SEMA is right for you. I mentioned earlier I would cover exemptions, and AAT members who have completed the accounting qualification are eligible for exemption from SEMA's Certificate in Business Accounting Qualification. This certificate is the main feeder route into the Professional Chartered Management Accounting Qualification. The Certificate in Business Accounting comprises the following five exams: CO1, Fundamentals of Management Accounting; CO2, Fundamentals of Financial Accounting; CO3, Fundamentals of Business Mathematics; CO4, Fundamentals of Business Economics; and CO5, Fundamentals of Ethics, Corporate Governance and the Business Law. Obviously, as you are eligible for exemption, there should already be a high level of familiarity with the content within SEMA's Certificate in Business Accounting. However, there may be some specific topics that you have not come across in detail before. To help you with this, we have gathered together a list of the main topics making up these five exams, which again is available from the AAT to SEMA progression route page. If this is the case, then we recommend that you try to get to grips with some of the basics relating to any topics in these modules that you are not sure about before you commence your studies with SEMA. You may well find that as you progress with your SEMA studies, there are topics from these earlier modules that it will be assumed you have knowledge of, so this preparation will obviously be of help to you. You may already have access to materials covering these areas, but if not, it's worth noting the AT will be adding a range of learning resources exclusively to you as an AT full member to help bridge any particular gaps you might have. So check back regularly to see what has been added, or if you have a specific area you would like to see covered, then please let us know by emailing us through the link available from the AAT to SEMA route page. Here I've only covered the AAT to SEMA progression route, but our website also includes similar detailed information for some of the other common progression routes. Take a look at these sections, and you'll be able to get a better idea about how they would affect you. One final suggestion for you, if you haven't already taken advantage of it, is to take the career questionnaire we've developed. If you're unsure which route of further study is best for you, then give it a try, as it's designed to aid your decision as to which of the further qualifications would be most suitable for you. Again, like the other materials I've already mentioned, the career questionnaire can be accessed from any of the progression route pages. I hope you found this podcast helpful, and I wish you the very best of luck with your future studies.